Good morning. This is Mitch Gang from Glasshouse Country, Millennium News and The Sentinel with this week's headlines. In GCNM News, Sunshine Coast leaders say the new federal budget has failed to deliver key infrastructure funding for the region, with concerns that there was no money in the pot for the second and third stages of the Wave Rail project that the state government is keen to get done by 2032. Got a story about a controversial tourist park proposal at Glasshouse Mountains set to go before the council this week. Despite over 110 objections from residents, council officers are recommending approval for a scaled-back development featuring cabins and caravan sites. Another big story is the Biwa Co-op being told by the state government that it officially has to leave the site that it's been at for over 9 decades now, and they are now rapidly looking for a new site to continue to service Biwa and the surrounding hinterland in the decades to come. Concerns have been also raised about disability access at the newly opened Leash Park. Council says it's reviewing options after complaints the walk from parking areas may be difficult for some users with mobility issues. In the Sentinel, also on the budget, Bruce Highway upgrades, housing infrastructure funding and tax relief measures have headlined the federal budget for Moreton Bay, which says it's appreciative of some of the funding, especially for the Bruce Highway upgrades in the coming years. However, local councils are also warning about rapid population growth and the continuing pressure this is putting on roads, housing and other infrastructure. A new planning study is underway for Mount Mee Road between Daybra and Dagula. Authorities say the study is going to examine safety risks, traffic volumes and dangerous sections along the winding hinterland corridor. They reckon that'll be finished in late 2026. And Moreton Bay has become the first Australian city selected for a Tokyo-backed innovation program focused on disaster resilience and infrastructure technology. So there'll be more on that story this week. And nice yarn, more than 100 motorbike riders joined the Red Ride Against Domestic Violence in Caboolture on the weekend. We've been there every year for many years. We've got plenty of great photos and it's also just a lovely story. So plenty across Glasshouse Country and the Sentinel this week. Pick up a copy from tomorrow. And I'll be back next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.